Join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich.
Welcome back to the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show with me, your man, Des Hamilton. Welcome to the first show that we are doing on my brand new bit of kit. Hopefully you won't notice any difference, but from me, I've got a microphone, so I'm going to be paying attention to how my voice sounds on this. And for those of you watching on YouTube, I've got a new fancy camera. Look, if I go to the left, the camera comes with me. If I go to the right, look at that. I love it. I love it. Right, first of all, before we get into everything, thank you once again to our sponsors, Selleramp SaaS. Easily the best bit of sourcing analysis software on the internet available to you for Amazon sellers. Developed by Amazon sellers for Amazon sellers. Al and Alison Carlton, they know exactly what it is to be an Amazon seller. So they give you the data that they know they would want themselves. Just this week, as part of what has been a roller coaster this week, which I'll go into later, I was featured on their email subscription list, which is over 200,000 strong. And my story was played out on there and on their website. I'm going to stick it in the show notes. Go and have a little read to find out a little bit more about what I've gone through. You may already know it. You may not. It might surprise you. But I'm really grateful. Was a typo in there that got highlighted to me saying it was £200 to £200,000. My wife's looking at me thinking, where have you hidden £100,000, pal? That was a hairy conversation, but it was a typo. It was only the £100,000. Well, actually, let's get into that, shall we? This month is the month where we should have finished the challenge. This is month 24. Now, we finished the challenge back on month 22, 21 and a half months. So if you were to say to me, what did we achieve in 2 years? It's just over £130,000. So we turned £200 into well over £130,000 by the end of what will be this month. And that's just the stuff that we expect to come in. For example, today I've had an offer for another sponsorship deal, which would be another few hundred pounds on top of that as well. So you never know where the next bit of money is coming from, especially in this social media game. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as well, because this episode is going to be me. It's a me episode. I had planned for the live Facebook Q&A that we did on Tuesday, I had planned for that to form part of this episode. But on reflection, that was such a beautiful hour and a bit with the community. I think it's important to keep that within the community. And this is something entirely different, but I've got plenty I need to share with you this week, which will take over a whole episode anyway. If you're interested in what that Q&A was with Facebook, please come and join the group. It's free. It's full now of 10,000 people willing to help you either get started or help you continue in whatever journey you're on. It's a brilliant resource with free material and access to some massive sellers that can help you better your journey, better network, and better get on the ladder to do all of the things that I did. Now, what I'm really clear on and what I have been clear on for ages now is that I do more than Amazon. And I always have. Well, I did when I noticed that my socials were growing and the opportunities that came from social media. And what it did do over the course of 2 years is that it allowed me to leave my job at the end of July, very beginning of August 2024, less than 2 years after I got started. And I did it with a view to go full time on this thing. Now, coincidentally, what I actually did was leave my job exactly at the same point that the kids broke up for the summer holidays. And this is a big deal for my family. I've got 4 kids, 2 of which I share with my first wife on a co-parenting deal 50-50. We're a blended family. The other 2, they're with us full-time. Claire and I are raising them. Next week, when the kids go back to school, we have got 4 children in 4 different schools. We've got our youngest, who's 1, who goes to nursery once, maybe twice a week. We've got number 3, who starts primary school. He's 4 years old, and it will just be around the corner from here. Then the elder 2 that we share, one of them stays in primary school, but that school is 35 to 40 minutes away on a school run. And then the eldest is starting secondary school, also on that 35 to minute school run. 4 kids, 4 schools, 2 counties, and about a 2-hour school run all round, twice a day. It's unbelievable. So what we wanted to do is say, right, we've got two big benchmarks. The fact that our third born is starting primary school for the first time and our eldest has started secondary school for the first time. These are big things in their life, right? So we wanted to make the most and we wanted to be present in this summer holiday. Because one of the things we've been yearning for, one of the goals we had was this time freedom, right? Financial freedom's one thing, but time freedom's the other. How many times do you get in your life that you can spend the entire summer holiday with your kids? It just doesn't happen, does it? So why wouldn't I take that opportunity? So I've got the full time, the full summer holiday that I can have with our kids and make it the best we can possibly be. We still didn't get on an aeroplane. We still didn't go anywhere fancy. We went from Brighton up to the Midlands where my in-laws live, where Claire's parents live. And we put ourselves in the Black Country because there you're about an hour away from anything that's nice. So we popped into Birmingham. We went up to Alton Towers. We did things in like the local swimming pools. There's walks. There's just plenty for us to do. It was a lovely time. Also, it doesn't hurt having two extra adults looking after two of the kids, does it? Then when we came back home, we started doing things around here. Our eldest, we had her birthday party, which we did at a big swimming pool thing. We love swimming and we love theme parks. So me and the other boy, we went to Chessington for the day. We did lots of little things. We got a little caravan, loads of fun stuff. And it was great. Really lovely summer holiday. And we were present, you know, and it mattered. Because now the eldest that's going to secondary school, I'm pretty confident that she's a lot happier having had all of this time with us, present, not working. And the one that's going to primary school, exactly the same. We made sure that they enjoyed the moment. They weren't thinking forward. They weren't bored. Everything was great. A lovely summer holiday. And we don't regret it. To the point where Claire and I have already decided now, when we plan out our quarters, plan out our 6 years, when we plan out our quarters, plan out our 6 months, plan out our years, school holidays are a no work zone or a minimal work zone, let's be honest, especially August, because 6 weeks is a big time and it's lovely to be able to say that we can spend the time with the kids. Because let's face it, how many of you know this? We've only got about 10 years of our kids' lives. When they go to secondary school, friends matter, teachers matter, parents not so much. And it's only soon after that where they may not want to spend the time with us like they used to. There's nothing wrong with that. And they do come back. I can tell from experience because I felt the exact same way. And my nieces and nephews, I've seen them all do it too. So I want to make the most of this time while they're young. It was one of the reasons why I was so keen to get started right now. So now the summer's over and the kids have gone back to school, we can really start thinking about what it is we want to do for this business. Because here's the thing, I still haven't shifted that mantle yet. In my head, I still haven't quit work, even though I have quit work, but mentally, all I've done is take the summer off. That's not right. Now is the time where I say to myself, right, I am now a business owner. I am now an entrepreneur. I am now the guy that helps people leave the rat race should they want to. I am certainly the guy that helps you with your monthly bills. I'm the one that can show you what can be achieved in a way that isn't scammy, in a way that is honest, in a way that's transparent and tells you it's not quick, it's not easy, but the opportunity can change your life. And we are growing and growing and growing into this space where creating money for yourself isn't just a fantasy anymore. And it's not just a thing that's nice. It's actually essential because food is still going up. Prices are still going up on energy, water, fuel, heating, everything, insurance, medical bills, the lot. It's not going to get easier, at least for 3 years. At least we are so reliant on the government giving us handouts, and the government have proven for the last 15 years, Labour and Tory, that they are not in the business of giving you handouts. Eat out to help out. We're going to be paying for that for the next couple of years, maybe five, maybe longer, depending on how pessimistic you are. But what I can tell you is that the decimation of the public services, it wasn't just a Conservative thing. I have never been a Conservative, ever, ever, ever. But I left the police because of what Labour did to it. The Tories then came in and took a sledgehammer to the things that Labour had done wrong. It was going downhill for well over 15 years. And nothing seems to be changing in the next five. Making money is essential. and the internet is providing you with opportunities that generations never had before. We don't have to do the manual labor as a second job anymore. We don't have to drive a cab if we don't want to. We don't have to be away from our family and clean windows and cut lawns and do the manual labor. We don't have to do that anymore. The internet is there as a resource where you can sit on your backside wherever you are in your house and make money, be through Amazon FBA, through affiliate marketing, through TikTok shop, through YouTube community growth. There are so many ways to do it. And I want to show you what can be achieved. I've built six of them and I had no experience whatsoever. So now I'm full time in this, as well as earning these six income streams. I'm building them out and I'm showing you what can be achieved with the right action, the right mindset, the right underpinning infrastructure. Because once you put these things in place, if a mug like me can do it, I promise you, a mug like you can too. Let's go and kick on, shall we? Quarter four is round the corner. We are in the burn months. We are in September, October, November, December. Quarter four, October, November, December is when everyone goes nuts for online retail. Whether that's Amazon or TikTok or Temu or AliExpress, it doesn't matter. This is where we make our money. So for us, Amazon and retail, what we're doing is we're building out our Q4 strategy, and we have been for months. We started the year with a Q4 strategy. And if this is your first Q4, welcome to the madhouse. If this is your second Q4, why haven't you planned yet? Someone asked me once, what is my strategy for Q4? Well, we think about it all year. Let's take boots, for example, 3 for 2 at Christmas time, right? Those dodgy soap packs that you always get as a gift or you always give out as a gift. They're not dodgy at all, actually. I take that back. They're amazing. So what we do is in January, when they plummet in the sales, we scoop them up because we know they can sell again next year. Part of our quarter four strategy. Whenever we go through the year and we see any discounts on Legos, Lego items that are going discontinued, they're massive. There's software out there that can tell you which Lego bits are going to be discontinued. They still sell on Amazon and they sell by the bucket load and they sell at a profit that's higher than you'd expect. Lego is massive. We pick up Lego all year round if we can find it. Now, I would recommend doing this, of course. I don't know your storage situation. I don't know how much room you've got in your property. But if you have got the ability to start squirreling stuff away for the winter, definitely get it done and then send it in around October time and watch it fly. The best two things I can tell you about, I found some Gaillian chocolates. People might have heard this story. I found some Gaillian chocolates in a snowman package in Lidl. They cost me £2.50. They were selling on Amazon for £13. Now, at the time of me buying them, the sales data was shocking. But if you looked over the course of the year, you saw the seasonality that last Christmas, these things went like crazy. So I bought 10 of them. I sent them in. And before they even landed in the fulfillment centers at Amazon, they had sold massive, about £7 profit each. So I went around three different Lidls and I picked up the best part of 35 of them. And I sent them in and it made me a packet. That's a Q4 story. As soon as supermarkets start putting out this Christmas material, start thinking about it. And let's be honest, you have all seen the fact that every supermarket is already selling mince pies. There is a cost of living crisis out there that doesn't exist at Christmas time. We can get into the politics of how wrong it is. We can get into the politics of how credit has ruined the ability for people to save money. They don't need to anymore. You don't need to save to have a nice Christmas anymore. You just stick it on a line of credit. And then you pay it back. But my God, you pay it back. But the whole beauty of what the establishment do when it comes to your finances is that they convince you that you're not in debt. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world it didn't exist. The greatest trick this government and this establishment pull is convincing you that you're not in debt. Everyone goes out at Christmas time and the impulse takes over. Just buy that. Just buy that. That's a stocking filler. That's a present. That's a present. Before you know it, that £100 budget you had for every child has blown up to £350 on a whim. When are you paying that back? The cost of living crisis is very real, but at Christmas time it doesn't exist and everyone knows it, and that's why they're selling mince pies in August in supermarkets. Christmas is now 6 months long. Are we there yet? Are we realising yet what they're doing to us? And I don't judge you when I say this because we're buying mince pies. You see them on the shelf. I bought a Terry's chocolate orange the other day. What the hell? I enjoyed it. But you need to understand this is what is happening. This debt will get us into a cycle. So making secondary income is essential for you now. But when it comes to Q4, you need to flip it. You're not a consumer, you're a seller. So you take advantage of those customer impulses. You take advantage of it. You start sending stuff in at a price that's much higher, and then you take the profits. And yes, there's ethics involved. At the same point, you're probably complaining that Ticketmaster bumped up the prices on Oasis tickets. But it's the same concept, isn't it? When you're on the other side of the fence where you're the seller, you maximize the profits because that's how you're making your money. And that's what Q4 is. You need to be okay with that ethically. It's tougher. Some days is easier than others. But that's the essentials of what Q4 is and what can allow you to make money in that period. Okay, so in terms of retail, that's what we're doing for Q4. In terms of Amazon bundles, we're currently kind of launching two new ones most weeks. This is all Claire's world, and we're going to introduce it to Claire properly. We know this is overdue. She's coming on soon, promise. But Claire's building out more bundles, and sending them in. So we've got a good bundle backlog ready to go for Q4. And if getting them in early, you're proving the concept, because some bundles land better than others. You need to figure out which ones are landing and which ones are doing well before you scale up for Q4, because that's how you make your money on there as well. Now, in terms of other things, I'm building out two new programs. Now that I've gone full-time at this, now I can throw a best part of 40-odd hours at this for the first time ever. I'm building out my network. Two, I'm building out my offerings. More to come on this, but one of the things that I'm keen on doing is one-to-one mentoring, coaching, actual coaching. I've always been that guy. I've always been that motivator. It seems to be the thing that's drawn you to me in the first place, relatability and motivation, right? I've always been that. I've always been the captain of the football team. I've always been the unofficial coach of any team that I've been part of in my work. I was the trainer. I was the public speaker. I was the one they would send in to do briefings for certain police operations and for certain other things that I used to do in my day job. So I know I'm good at this. I ran a football team, a pub football team. Here's a story for you. I ran a pub football team, and we joined a virtual league throughout all of the pub leagues up and down the country that we ended up winning. And we went and met Man United and trained at Carrington. And this was Man United. Ronaldo had just left. This was the day that John Terry had a scandal with the England captaincy and got stripped of the England captaincy. And Rio Ferdinand got boosted up to England captain. We met Rio Ferdinand that day. So the England squad, you had me and my football team. You had the Man United team around us, all for a team picture, and got signed. I'm sitting next to Wayne Rooney, Paul Scholes, Gary Neville and Michael Owen. It's unbelievable. We were hungover to hell as well. We must have stunk. I reckon they hated us. That's a different conversation. So I've always been this coach, right? And we've always been pretty good. And I've always found myself finding success in the things that I've coached out. I know that on a one-to-one basis, I can help people. I can help you do what I did. Go from £200 to over £100,000. If the money that you've got and the money that you start with is kind of irrelevant, I know that I can do more to help you communicate better, negotiate better, engage better, show more confidence in yourself, put out your personal branding so you know exactly who it is that you are, who it is you're speaking to, and how you're going to speak to them to get the results you want to get, how you can build multiple income streams, how you can present yourself public speaking, how you can manage a conversation to manipulate it in the way that you want to do, not necessarily unethically, but in a way that draws out the best information from whoever it is you're speaking to. Rapport building. These are the things that I've always specialized in. And these are the things that I'm determined to help you with on a one-to-one basis. So I'm writing that out at the moment. More to come on this. Watch this space. We're also doing an awful lot on TikTok Shop. And I know I've alluded to this in the past. And if you've been in any of my Facebook lives or any of my group coaching mentoring programs, you'll know what I'm building on this. I'm teaming up with some very, very, very big players in this field so I can offer you out a program that is hands down the best on the market, head and shoulders over everybody else's. Mark my words on this. It's not hyperbole. Look, I'm the guy that's honest, right? I'm the guy that's transparent. We are so proud of this course. Watch this space on this as well. So that's what we're doing for Q4. I want to launch both of those programs. I want to launch our Q4 bundle strategy. And I also want to launch much more Amazon FBA Q4 type stuff. that's what we're doing for the rest of the year. But it's funny, now that the summer's over and now that we are gearing back up, the kids have come out of holiday mode and they're now in school preparation mode. What Claire and I have done is take on the role of, right, we're now business owner mode. So as well as everything else, you know that I've been talking about a family channel. We've been recording and editing content for the family channel. So that's ready to launch fairly soon. We have also really branched out with our networking and started scaling up. You'll notice that I'm on LinkedIn now where I wasn't before because I didn't want to confuse my day job with my second job. Now that this is my job, I'm back on LinkedIn and I'm an entrepreneur on there. And my network is growing and growing and growing. So much so, we went up to Peterborough. I went up to Peterborough last Friday and I met and interviewed Rob Moore for a future episode of this podcast. That was unbelievable. What an experience. What a guy. How motivating. And the information that he gave was just outrageous. It was a one-to-one coaching session, essentially. And it made me realize just how lucky I am, or whether I've earned it, I don't know. But I'm taking these opportunities and these are the circles that I am working in now. After that was on Friday. After that, Saturday, I sat down with a load of my devices. I tried to get Oasis tickets, failed. Next thing you know, I did a TikTok on it that went viral. ITV contacted me, said, can we put you on the news? I said, yes, please. That's lovely. I also said, thank you for asking for my consent, because there are lots of people out there, the Sun and the Mirror, that will just take your content and stick you on their pages, whether you give consent or not. Daily Mirror, I'm talking to you. You and I both know you've nicked my content. You have put me on your paper and we didn't speak a word to each other. Have a word with yourself. But ITV said, come on, can we use your data? I said, yes, of course you can. You've absolutely got my consent. And they went, great. Can we interview you? Now, we had just failed with our Oasis tickets. We were gutted and we were also late for our swimming appointment. So the kids were in the car. We were driving over to Worthing where our swimming pool is. Then I got the phone call from ITV. I pulled into some shady car park, which may or may not be a dog in sight in the evenings. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that's what it looked like. And then I've kicked the kids out of the car and I've been interviewed in that car by ITV and it's glitchy as hell. They then stick me on their TikTok page. I make the lunchtime news and the daytime news and the evening news. What a whirlwind that was. And I still haven't got Oasis tickets. Boys, I know you're listening to this podcast. I know the Gallaghers love a bit of entrepreneurialism. Hit me up, boys. Come on, give me a ticket. You can come on the show. You're welcome. And then on Sunday, me and the boy, we went to Chessington for a father-son day up in Chessington. And that was a whirlwind as well. It's just been an insane week. And throw in the fact that I was on the Selleramp SaaS email as well. Everything's coming together. Oh, and we hit 10,000 people in the Facebook group. Honestly, what a week. It's been brilliant. It's been the perfect start to these last 4 months of the year when we are doing massive, massive things. And I want to put in place by the end of this year, I want to have earned more in September, October, November, December than I had done for the last year and a half. That's an informal challenge. I'm not going to go all out and call this a challenge. But in those 4 months, I want to earn over £100,000. Let's see if we can do it, shall we? I want to start thinking as well about what other challenges I can do. That's one of the questions I get the most. What's next? What's next? What's next? And I've always poo-pooed the idea of another monetary challenge because I think we're over them, aren't we? I think I want to make it more relatable. So if we can do that, if we can make these next 4 months more lucrative than anything that we've done, that means in the new year, the loft can be finished. You have no idea how much of a box to tick that loft is going to be. Then we want to do out this kitchen. We want a nicer car. I've done a post on the state of my garden. I'd like you to see that one fairly soon. I want to do this garden up because we've got such a stunning garden that we have let overgrow because we haven't got enough time to do it. I want to sort that out. I'd love a podcast studio. You know, life. Anyway, I think that would do it. Next week, I'm aiming to bring Claire on for a chat. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? And also, I want to give you a bit more information about what it is we're doing. But again, that's all on me because I've got to get my head down and write the bleeding thing. Have a lovely week. If your kids are going off to school next week, I hope everything goes the way that you hope them to go. I hope they're going to smash it. I know that mine are going to smash it. I'm not going to be one of those that goes, oh, the kids are going back to school. Woo-hoo-hoo. I never get those posts. Strange. Anyway, I'm in danger of rambling. See you next week. Ta-da.
You've been listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Make sure you join us next time for more real talk and some undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich.